good evening. So tonight we're going to start Si'if Hei, Be'ez Hashem. We will not finish Si'if Hei, but we will begin Si'if Hei. So page 46 in the Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Nun Gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Hei, Mutar L'Asei Salpika Deiros Chan B'Shabbos, Tavshas Shon Espashal Me'er V'Shabbos, Kol Tzarcho, Kegon Pandish Chiyos Ben, L'Chamimon, L'Fi She'ein Derech Bishl B'Kach. So what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here is something that we have not really discussed yet, which is we've discussed Shehiya, we discussed Chazara. This is Nesina L'Chadchila, that you have fully cooked food that you want to take out of the refrigerator on Shabbos morning and heat up. So how do you go about doing that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, there's only one way to do, well, not there's only one, the way to do that, that he suggests, is that if there's already a pot of food on the fire, you could put the food from your refrigerator on top of the pot of food that's already on the fire. Because that is Ein Derech Bishul, to do a Kedera, a Hefse Kedera, Kedera Al Gabe Kedera, is considered to be Ein Derech Bishul, and therefore that is Mutter. This was the concept behind the Kedera Blech that came out a number of years ago. A lot of the Poskim weren't so thrilled with it, but the fundamental principle was that the Blech itself had a certain thickness to it, and there was a hollow space in it, and it was filled with water. So it became its own little pot of water, and then you could put anything on top of it on Shabbos morning, no matter how hot, because it's perfectly fine, because it's Kedera al Gabi Kedera. So some said, nah, Kedera al Gabi Kedera, the whole concept is that it's not the Derech, it's not normal, but this, it made it normal. But that's this Heter in Shulchan Aruch, because it's saying Derech Bishul Bekach. Aval lahat min tachas habgadim and sunim al gabi amecham vadei osir. But to take food and stick it into an insulation that is wrapping other hot food, that's going to be osir for sure. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Al pi kedera schamin afilu yomedes al ha'esh. Even if that bottom kedera is directly on a fire, you could put something on top of it. Kol tzarko, as long as it's fully cooked, da. You should know, he says, the das rash v'davish hakavan espashal afilu mitzani nachakach legamri. There is a shita sarashba that even a liquid that has been previously cooked and has since cooled down is no longer subject to bishul, that you won't violate bishul by recooking a cold chicken soup would not be a violation of bishul according to the Rashba. Aval, Hashulchan Aruch says some kamar mitzvim shinu chesiv dal kadas arash shesover the bedavish yesh ba marakim nistan yesh ba acharkach od mishum bishul. However, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rush, that something that's liquid that has since cooled down, since the time it cooked, it cooled down, it's a violation. Forget about all these yisum drabban shiya chazar nisil chilchil. It will be a violation of bishul to take a cold liquid and heat it up on Shabbos. It would be real bishul v'hacha bepandish to make la Shulchan Aruch l'chamon. So why does the Shulchan Aruch allow you to put this pandish from the fridge onto a kedera that's already on the fire? It's going to heat up. Isn't that a violation of bishul? V'afilu miyeh yatzal adispo. It's going to be really hot. Mishum du davar shein barotev. This pandish must be a dish that doesn't have any sauce. And from here we see a condition in Nesina l'chadchila, that Nesina l'chadchila is only mutter if it's a dry food. So you're taking dry grilled chicken out of your refrigerator on Shabbos morning, you put it on top of the crock pot, and that's fine. Meaning, even though the crock pot's directly on a flame or on a coil, right, that's perfectly fine. Ki pandish hu lechem afayam mul lebasa. This pandish was like a knish, and therefore it was totally dry. Ulukuli al mulespa mishum bishul afem mitzayin legamri. And therefore, even though it's totally cooled down, it's not subject to bishul anymore. Kamash kasub simushin yuches si'if tesvav. She'ein derech bishul bekach, sifkan pezayin, ratzalomar. Ta'af, the kaimelon shasalitin lechachil bishabas al kira afil mispashal kal tzarcho vudover cham. Even though we said that you're not allowed to take even a fully cooked food and put it on a stove on Shabbos when it's hot, v'gama kira grufu ketuma, even though this stove is garif akatum, means there's a blech on the stove, so you're not allowed to take food out of the fridge and put it on top of your hot blech on Shabbos morning. But the reason that that's usher is because that resembles an act of cooking when you put it on a hot blech. If you ever see in like an industrial setting, a lot of times the cooking surface where they, at a burger place or whatever, is just a flat piece of metal. So because that distributes the heat evenly. So a blech is mamish, looks just like regular cooking. So that's why you're not allowed to do that. The derech bishul b'kach. Aval hacha, but over here the solution is that ein derech bishul bekach, that it's a totally unusual thing to put it on top of something else that's already cooking, ali the hefsek kedera, because there's a hefsek kedera, vein nirek mevashel, and it doesn't look like bishul at all. Now, this begs the question, what about a hot plate? Is a hot plate like a blech, where it's derech bishul bekach, or is a hot plate like kedera al gabi kedera, where it's so unusual, no one would ever cook like that, and therefore it doesn't look like cooking at all? So this is a machlok saposkim. Shlomo Zalman Orba is quoted here in the Dirshu from the Ma'ora Shabbos as saying that no, a hot plate is very hot. So since it's very hot, it's a very normal way to cook, and it would be something that people would use for cooking, and therefore would be problematic to take cold food and put it on a hot plate on Shabbos morning. If you have food that's already on the hot plate, you have a challah that's sitting on the hot plate, you could certainly put food on top of that challah. Just like if you had challah sitting on a stove, you'd be allowed to take the dry, fully cooked food and put it on top of that. But that is Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he's somewhat cryptic. He says, if it's not shayich to be mevashel on the hot plate, then it's fine. So what does he mean, not shayich to be mevashel? So some say he means if the hot plate's below Yad Soledespo, then it's a cold plate, right? Meaning if it's below Yad Soledespo. So it could be that he means that no one ever cooks on these things. You wouldn't cook on a non-adjustable hot plate. It's meant as it's called a warming plate. It's meant only to warm. It's not shayich that a person would use it to cook. And therefore, maybe that's called that it's not nirek kimevashel, nogea to a warming drawer as well, right? Meaning a warming drawer also might have a similar, because it's meant to warm. No one ever cooks in a warming drawer, and therefore might, but the heter that's recorded in Shulchan Aruch is kedera al gabi kedera. V'myesh baharbe shuman shenikrash, and if you have a lot of congealed gravy in this dry dish, yesh lahachmir mishum nolat shinimoach hashuman k'moshkaz mishum mishinu chesif tesayim bago ayin sham. Then you have a different problem, and that is nolat, that the gravy is going to turn to liquid, and you're not allowed to change the form of something on Shabbos. Now, the Dirshu points out that the Mishnah Berurah is going to say later on that if it's just a small amount of gravy that's just going to become absorbed in the meat, and it's not going to create a pool of gravy, then it's not going to be a violation of Nolad, nor is it a violation of Bishlach or Bishl B'davar Lach. But if it's a lot of gravy, then it's a problem. Then he quotes that b'makom atzarech you could be somech on a shita sarama who holds that it's not even nolad if it's a reasonable amount of gravy, because it's sort of happening on its own. You're not directly changing the form. It's just that prolonged exposure to the heat is changing the form of the gravy. Okay, peches avalahatmin rotzalomar dim kederes hachamino amechom ayim chusum ilimalu bebegadim. If let's say you had something hot that was already fully insulated, afilu ein esh tachtel, even though there's no fire underneath it, you would not be allowed to take your cold chicken cutlets out of your refrigerator and stick it inside the insulation that's surrounding a hot pot of food. Because there's an isser of hatmana, even if it's something that's fully cooked. So you're going to be sticking it into a hot hatmana situation, so that's going to be a problem. Back in the Ramah now, that you're also not allowed to put something directly on a kira, even if it's garuf akatum, on Shabbos morning, meaning when you take something out of the refrigerator on Shabbos morning, you can't put it on a kira that's garuf akatum, meaning a stove with a blech on it, because only chazara is mutter. Sifkatan peytas in Mishnah Berurah, v'anachal chalchila b'Shabbos asra afilu adayin roteach mitztamik v'ralo. Taking something out of the fridge and doing anachal chalchila on Shabbos is asr, even if it's not only fully cooked, but the more it cooks, it's just going to dry out and be worse. And you know, still hanachal lechalchil is aser because it's nira kemevashel, it's mechsi kemevashel. It looks like cooking. Then the Rama says, "V'yesh matirun liten l'toch tanur shafu bo mibod yom." Some allow putting inside of a tanur that they baked in on Friday. Since they didn't do atmana of anything inside that tanur, they just used that tanur the previous day. Meaning another way to warm up food, summer matir, that on Shabbos morning, if there's still some residual heat in an oven that you had used Friday, and it's been off the entire Shabbos, but it still has some residual heat, to stick your cold food into the oven and heat it up that way. As long as it's not fully cooled down. But others are machmir on that. because v'imachom kol kach betanu sheyatzal adus bo aser. So the Mishmur is going to change that to she'im hachom kol kach betanu sheyatzal adus bo aser, because they're machmir, because any time you have yatzal adus bo that you're taking food and exposing it to a heat source, it's yatzal adus bo, it's going to be aser. So sivkat and sadi in the Mishmur litin l'toch hainu shenosim b'shabbos baboker, Shabbos in the morning you put b'toch hatanur hatavshus nuspashal k'deshi yischamim, fully cooked food in order that you should warm it in the tanur. Even though we already said that you're not allowed to be machzir into a tanur, into a kira, even if it's garvakatam deinu mutarak al gaba, you're only allowed to do chazara on top of the tanur of the kira. But over here, you didn't keep anything warm in that oven on Shabbos. You just baked in it the previous day. So all it has is a tiny amount of residual heat. And that, therefore, doesn't look like bishul. But the implication is that if the Friday evening there was still chamin, there was still a chalent that was staying warm in there, where they created a hot environment in the tanur, even this opinion that's mekil would not allow you to warm something up on Shabbos morning in such an oven. The kolzel hula kolbo. This is all according to the kolbo. That the minig is to warm something into an oven, inside of an oven, no matter what, but he's mesayim that it's best to be machmir. Sivkat and sadi alf legamri de maya tavshel mesayim legamri. If the food had fully cooled, kaimel and dieshwa only shum bishul, and it's a liquid, it's going to be a violation of bishul. Vasal aniach afilu b'tanur kazeh, and you wouldn't be able to put it even in such an oven. The shami yagia tavshel ad sheyatzal edispo, because the food might get to the liquid might get to yatzal edispo. But if it's a solid where ein bishul achar bishul, then it would not be a problem, right? Even if it's nitzdan in the garment, even though you're taking it out of the refrigerator, it would not be a problem. I don't think there's really no gaya nowadays, meaning because our ovens would not be hot at all the next morning if it was turned off since Friday. Our ovens cool down very, very quickly. Sivkat and Sadi Beis, Bazeh. So this was going on, V'yesh Machmir and Bazeh, Samar Machmir, and this time of the Chazal Tochatan Liyol Masr. And their basis for the Chumrah is putting something in an oven is always going to be Asr. Beinim Al Chum Shabbatan Ravo Ma'at, no matter how hot, no matter how intense the heat of the tanur is. The Lonasulcham Divrayim L'Shirim. The Chum don't make it up to us to figure out, the oven's not so, so hot, it's only so hot, or it's only kind of hot. No, we don't get to make such decisions. You can't put things in an oven to warm them on Shabbos. Umiyu davka kashiyish chom betanur sheyatzal edispo. But, and this keeps coming up, that's only if the heat is yatzal edispo. The lav hachi ainu lav shem tanur shusa klal. If it's below yatzal edispo, that's not an oven. If it's below yatzal edispo, that's a hot day in Florida. That's not an oven. It just doesn't have. We're big talkers. We've had some hot days here too. That's not an oven. Below yatzal edispo isn't heat halachically. This very nogel the meiser of Moshe writes in a few tshuvas in the Rabbi Eider tshuva, and as well as some earlier tshuvas, that when you put food on a blech, there's a section of the blech often that's far enough from the flame that's below yatzal edispo. There is no shaila. You could put anything you want on that section of the blech, because anything that's below yatzal edispo is not going to be a problem. Section of the blech that is yatzal edispo, that gets much trickier. The part that's above the fire is much, much trickier, but the part that's not yatzal edispo is no shaila. And that's based on this idea that anything below yatzal edispo is simply nothing. Sivkat and tzadi kimul v'machom kol kach. So if the heat is so great that it's yatzal edispo, then it's going to be aser. Tzorich lomar she'im hachom. I mean, he's explaining the machmirim. The machmirim hold that you can't put in the oven because anytime it's yatzal edispo, it's a problem. Because otherwise, if we're below yatzal edispo, even the machmir would be mekil. Meaning there would be no room to be machmir on anything below yatzal edispo. Again, there's that yisod again. So normally I like to get on to the next page already, but not today. This doesn't, it's just a good stopping point. So let's review what we learned today. So first we said you can do nesina lechachila on dry, fully cooked food with a hefsek kedera. but not on a directly on a blech, because that's mechzikim mevashel. Then we said that if hot food is wrapped up, you can't wrap cold food in the same covering, because that's a violation of hatmana. And then the Ramah quotes a machlokas, if you can warm food in an oven that was used to cook the previous day. But if the oven is below Yad Soled Dispo, then there is no shayla. Just like on a blech that's below Yad Soled Dispo, there is no shayla. It is 100% mutter. So Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday evening, we will pick up with V'kol HaDvarim, two lines from the bottom of the page in the Ramah. Have a great night, everybody.